Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. The budget stalemate in Washington, D.C. has meant furloughs for thousands of federal workers in Oklahoma. As a result, many parks at popular Oklahoma lakes have closed, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz and Logan Layden report, the shutdown has been good to Oklahoma's state parks.
The weather is cooling down, and it's a great time to go camping at a park in Oklahoma. Well, at a state park, that is.
Due to the government shutdown, reservations for all federal facilities and activities are currently unavailable.
Federal agencies like the National Park Service and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers manage dozens of campgrounds and parks throughout the state, and right now, they're closed.
It's a beautiful day at the Chickasaw National Recreation Area in Sulphur, but there's no one here. The government shutdown has forced the closure of the park, and barricades keep people from getting inside. That's having an economic impact here in Sulphur.
The day that the park actually closed down was the first day of public hunting, archery deer season. And so that impacted a lot of the hunters who utilized the park.
Shelley Sawatsky with the Sulphur Chamber of Commerce.
The local impact, visitor impact, is about $14 million. The park actually has a little over $1.5 million visitors a year.
There's a fee for camping or launching a boat at one of the park's lakes, but it doesn't cost anything to just spend the day there. It's local businesses that cater to parkgoers that are hurt the most by the shutdown. Local businesses like AJ's Good Stuff in downtown Sulphur, just a block from one of the park's entrances.
Oh yeah, we're like a little coffee house. We've got some lunch, we've got one sandwich, some muffalata, and then we sell baklava, and we've got melted chocolates.
Shannon North is behind the register at the tiny shop, which only has room for a handful of customers. She says business has suffered since the shutdown started last week.
Yeah, well, we sell like a little park-it basket. You know, it's like $20 for drinks and chips and a sandwich and all kinds of goodies to go to the park and eat. And obviously, they can't do that either.
But at least the coffee shop has local business to fall back on. On the other side of town, Dick Dune at Arbuckle RV Resort is really feeling the pain.
I'd say we're probably down 50-60%. I'm embarrassed for our government that functions so poorly, and I just wish there was an election coming up.
My name is Chris Merrick, and I'm the director of Oklahoma State Parks. We're actually experiencing a considerable uptick.
More than two dozen lakes in Oklahoma are managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a federal agency. But state parks surround some of those federally controlled lakes. Merrick says campers and parkgoers who are turned away from the federal sites are instead pulling into the state park down the road. She says attendance at some of the state's most popular lakes, like Eufaula and Texoma, is way up.
If there's occupancy available, we welcome the business. So it's actually a good thing for us because we're used to being busy in the summer and things start slacking off this time of year. So having this extra business is a very positive, good fortune for us.
That's a silver lining for cities like Sulphur, which has a state park nearby to soften the effects of the federal shutdown.
We have Turner Falls that's less than 15 minutes away.
Sawatsky is thankful the federal shutdown didn't happen during the summer, the peak season for tourism. By the time the Washington fiscal showdown reached a boil, Oklahoma's weather had started to cool. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations and NPR. We have a link to the reporting project on our website, kgou.org.